for the reason that in man body alone we can know God, and in no other body. Fortunate we are, we have got the man body. Now the people, some say some teacher is required to meet God, others say no, this is different. Teacher is required in all phases of life. Even when the child is born, you know you need parents to teach him, even to speak. Brothers and sisters are there to teach the child how to speak, how to walk. In schools, we need some teacher. In all other subjects, we need the guidance of somebody who is an expert or adept in that line. So in the case of God also, we need somebody who has been to God, who has seen God, and can give us some demonstration of the inner eye to open to see God. Now the question remains, some say God cannot be seen. Of course, God absolute, nobody has seen God any time in life. But when God wanted one to be many, the God which came into expression, God into expression power, which is the cause of all creation, which is controlling and is immanent in every form, that can be seen. Master said, asked, have you seen God? They say, yes. But how? When I met my Guru. Guru or Christ or Master, the same meaning. So what sort of teacher is required for that purpose? Where all world philosophies end, there the religion starts. The word religion means reim is back, legio to bind. To bind back our soul to God means religion. Others are only social bodies. Man is a social being. He has to form some society to live in. The labels of which we are carrying on our bodies. So God absolute cannot be seen. Nobody has seen God at any time so far. God who came into expression, that power is the cause of all creation. And that power is called world. God is worldless. That power is called Nama. And He is nameless. That power is called Shabda. And He is Ashabda. So that power resides in every heart. As I told you, that the controlling power of all creation keeps Him intact. They do not clash with each other. And similar, that very power is keeping us in the body. Otherwise, this body has so many apertures, two of eyes, two of ears, two of nostrils, mouths are two underneath, we cannot run away out of it. So body works so long as we are in the body, and we are controlled in the body. When that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. So we need some teacher who has access into that. This is almost all master. All scriptures that say so. Christ also said, you see, who can meet me, he can know the Father. So Guru Nanak was asked, who is your Guru? He said, God into expression power is my Guru. Means Shabd, word. Tenth Guru was asked, who is your Guru? He said, who is the creator of all this universe? He is my Guru. You know that power resides in every heart. And that is the controlling power within each man's body. But somewhere, where that is manifest, that manifested God in man is the Guru. This Yajna Gita and all the other scriptures say so. If you want to see God, meet someone who sees God within. So we need somebody who is the Word made flesh. Such a one, you see, he is just born the same way as we are, of course. Teacher is a man, a man is a teacher of a man, but he has developed in a way that he has first known himself by self-analysis, and then he is in contact with God, he is the mouthpiece of God. So Word made flesh are manifested. Word in God, in man is the Guru. So when you meet him, what does he do? How far he can help us? All other relations, friends of the world, they only can help us so long as they are in the body first, and further, so long as their purpose is served. When the time of leaving the body comes, nobody can help you. So we need somebody who can, at the time of death, can give you. But a demonstration even before how to leave the body. If you work according to his instructions, you know how to leave the body daily. I die daily, St. Paul said. Take cross daily. Cross is like that, go up. Those who know are given the demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness, and also he works here at the outside in all your affairs, and when you leave the body he is also competent to help you in the beyond too. Such a one, such a teacher is needed in the way to God. Where the world philosophy ends, there religion starts, I told you. For the worldly world philosophies, they relate to the outgoing faculties, our intellect. There we also need somebody, of course. Why not in a where we leave this body into the beyond? So such a teacher is called Guru, Master, and Christ power. So, in man body, highest aim is to know God. If you meet such a one, it is a great blessing to have a living master. We need other teachers in all other affairs too, but they can help us only so far as in the body. But a one who has approached, his body works in the world, but his soul is the mouthpiece of God. He appears to be engaged in all outer affairs very much, but when he wants, he can rise up a body conscious and traverse into the beyond. So such a teacher is what? He is the Word made flesh, he is the God in man, man in God, in the praise of whom all scriptures speak very highly. So we are fortunate, we have got the man body. We have to leave this body someday, of course, who has come, he has gone. All masters even, you see, all incarnations even, all philosophers. In the past, those who came, they had the body and left the body. We have also to leave the body. What have you done for that? This fate awaits each one of us. No escape from that. So for that, if you meet such a master, what should you do? He will give you some demonstration as to how to rise above body consciousness. By regular practice, day to day, you will feel joy to go into the beyond. That is the last enemy that we to conquer. How to conquer death? The only way, you must learn how to die. While you lie, you rise above what you call it daily, then all glory and beauty lies within you. You will be more enamored of going over there rather than this world. So such a teacher with this qualification is required. Call him by any name you like. He never says, he speaks to you from the level of man. He never boasts that I am all in all. They simply say, I am sent by God. God has sent me. All Master Kabir says, I am a messenger of God. I brought the message of God to you. God has sent me. Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. God is all God and I am His messenger. Guru Nanak said the same thing. I speak as inspired by God. 10th Guru of the Sikhs is given a reference to his previous birth. That place had been found in India. He says, I was there. I was so much absorbed in meditation and had so much bliss that I would not like that place. God ordered me to come to India, to the world. He said, my mind did not like it. As ordered, I had to come. Then what did he say? He asked God, what shall I do? As Christ said, we know what we have to do. God has ordered us. We know our job. Then what should I do? So God told him, so many men who were sent before, they got themselves worshipped. You go and let the people worship me. This also Christ what he said. So he said he came to India, to the world. Then he said, who am I? He says, I am the poorest slave sent by God. I am servant of you all. God has sent me only for that purpose. The people hitherto, those who went to sent to the, were sent to the world, they began to people, they led the people to worship Him and not God. So I am your servant of servants. Take me as such, only sent by God. Then he gave a very strong admonition. Whosoever shall tell me I am God, he will go to hell. The purpose, you see, these people do know, they know their job, you see, Master. They are not unaware, they know what they have to do. They are sent with some purpose in view. And what is that purpose? That God is the only God whom we are to worship. God is our love, and God resides in every heart. And our souls are of the same essence as that of God. It is also, love is in it, in our soul. And with God resides in every heart, you see, is the controlling power. Can we worship God? Then we should also love all of us. This is all Master. They brought the message of love to the world and directed the people, there is God. He and He alone is to be worshipped. Now you find someone, what is the criterion, you say? Lectures can be given, anybody can give you any lectures. You can read out scriptures, can repeat anybody, read out all scriptures to you. But the purpose, what is referred to there, what masters have seen in their flights into the beyond, they have given the statements, what they have seen, hard facts. And those who can give us some demonstration of that. First of all, scriptures, right interpretation thereof, who can give? They contain such like statements of the masters who traverse into the beyond, reach the true home of the Father, and what they experienced and what they saw, what is it?
The police are out there, they want to arrest a man, there's a Ford truck in front of the driveway yesterday.
Tell me what you
mean. Yes.
I am just submitted to you. This home and world is full of teachers. Of course, we respect all teachers at whose feet we have sat and learned something. Maybe that knowledge which concerns our faculties, our mind, our intellect, we have respect for them. But in that case, you will find you are the doership. Doership is not gone. So long you are doer or doing anything, as you sow, so shall you reap. So in this, on the earth, there is law of going, as you sow, so shall you reap. You sow good seeds, you reap good fruits. You sow bad seeds, good and both. Bad don't will bring up reactions, as you remain the doer. So masters, what they do? They withdraw our attention from outside, because your attention is the expression of the soul, from all outside and from the body below, and make us rise above the body consciousness and open the inner eye to see the light. Before going to Master, we are, excuse me, as the scriptures say, we are blind, and we are deaf. Blind, word blind is a terminology of the saints, which means who is blind, who has not got eyes on the forehead, no. Who has eyes on the forehead, with all that is blind, because his inner eye is not open to see the guide of light of God. Inner eye or the third eye or the single eye, that is not open. Those are seals. Seals are put on your eyes too, on your ears too. Somebody needs to break those seals and open your inner eye and open inner ear. And who can give some experience to start with, to raise you up from the this grave of the man body to the beyond, have a glimpse of the beyond. So if you meet such, he will help you here and hereafter both. He will be able to give you some demonstration to start with, some capital to start with. And you will bear testimony yourself, there is something. So such a man is needed. So fourth guru of the sixth, Guru Ram Das, he says, O God, I pray, you make me slave of those who have become your true servants, and remain at their feet till the end of the world, till I am in the body, when I have to leave the body, until then I should be at their feet. So every lover wants, you see, to be with the beloved till the end of the life, is it not? So true beloved is God of our soul. He is the controller of souls in the man body. So he says, I pray, O God, let me be slave of those who have become your true servants. And until when? Until the last breath leaves me. So people ask me, why are you also this? So he says, I ask this because all scriptures say so. I ask only for this thing, for this reason, that He gives us natural way back to God. He gives a demonstration, some capital to start with. So you see, there are so many ways of meeting God, you see. There's Hatha Yoga, there's Prana Yoga, there's intellectual Jnana Yoga, bhakti yoga. And atta yoga makes your body fit. Pran yoga, by pran yoga you can prolong your life. In the bhakti yoga you have to make some hypothesis. And in the jnana yoga you have to make some inferences to understand something. You may have dipped into the vijnana, but not for mistake. So he gives us what kind of yoga, the natural yoga, sut yoga, the attention, the yoga of the attention. The experience of which is given at the time of initiation, little or more to everybody, that depends on each man's background. This is a yoga which can be exercised by small children, old and sick also. So the other yogas are time consuming, hard to follow, everybody can follow them. So this is the yoga we give to the people at large in a simple way. Give them something to start with. And that by raising their soul above the body consciousness. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. This is dying while alive. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. And this Bible gives, O Lord, I am grateful to you. You have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. Babes are very innocent. Suffer little children to come into me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So this is natural yoga which is given to you. Though there are other practices, as I told you, which concern your outgoing faculties or intellect or body. They are good actions, of course, as I told you. But in that case, the doership is not gone. We have to bear the fruit, but as we sow. So this is the one reason, you see. Fourth Guru says, I want to die at his feet. Of course, any lover will want to die at the feet of his beloved, you see. He says, for one more reason. I see, such like master, when they visit the world, those places are being worshipped as a place of pilgrimage. You see, Christ lived at Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place of pilgrimage of all the Christians. Pope also, first time in life, has gone to Jerusalem, present Pope. Prophet Muhammad lived in Makkah, Medina, and that's the place of pilgrim of all Muhammadans. Mahatma Buddha, when he got his awakening, enlightenment, in India that's a place that is called Buddh Gaya, the pilgrimage of all the Buddhists. Similarly, Guru Nanak, where he was born, his Vivasya is a place of pilgrimage, called Nankana Sahib. He sat under a tree, you see, which is very sour fruit that became sweet, so that became a place of pilgrimage. Kabir and others, all rishis where they lived, they are being worshipped as a places of worship. That is why Guru Ramdas say, I want to die at his feet. Die at his feet. Then further he says, if you find such like anywhere, what you should do? Leave all your, what you say, pride, and being you are belong to the high family, leave all and sit at his feet. You see, one Samaritan lady was carrying a pitcher of water over her head. Christ asked for water from her, and she, on account of her inferiority complex, did not give water. He said, had she given this water to me, my thirst would have been satisfied for a while, again the thought would arise. Had she come to me, I would have given her water of life, that would settle all thirst, whatever. So those people, when they come, wherever they sat, that is why he says, I pray, O God, let me die at the feet of those who are your true servants. Now this, what should be naturally, there are two things standing there. One, man's position. The other, that I am learned man. Or I am rich. Such like people, very few of them really sit at the feet of masters and derive benefit. It is said it in the time of one king, Raja, Pipa, and you see, Mirabai, perhaps name you might have heard, she went to his feet, she was inspired, God. So the king of the place came to know that there is one saint here called Ravidas. He was only the, what, the tenor, the skin features, beard and colored, you see. That job was he was doing, for his livelihood. But he thought, I am a king, how can I go to the feet of a very hardy man? He could not dare. After all, he could not restrain himself. One evening he ran up to the house of Ravidas, the saint, and told, Master, I have come. He said, oh, you have come, all right. Then he says, after all, he has left all his pride and everything, come to me, let me give you something. He is washing the skin. And the king was very much afraid, even before he dreaded it. If I go, you give that water to drink, then what shall I do? But he could not refuse, so he kept the water and did not drink, but that went into the shirt he was wearing. Then came back, oh God, my life was spoiled. For that reason I never wanted to go to him. He came back to his palace and asked for the washerman there, well, look here, there's some parts of the skin on the cloth. Wash it down, and he took it, and there was some color of the skin washing that was there. The daughter sucked it, you see, and that spot was dissolved. With that, there was attention, mind God. You see, attention that works. Attention is the outer expression of the soul, and soul is just drenched in whatever color, you see. That will radiate it to them. So words he speaks, they are charged with this life. Out of the abundance of heart, man speaks. So she began to have smadhi. There was attention. And it came up to the king, you see, the daughter of my washerman is a saint. Let me go and pay pilgrimage. He is not a, I mean, what you say, the man who is dealing with the skin, washing of the skin. When he went, people were sitting, and that daughter of the washerman was sitting. When she saw the king coming to him, she stood up and put in her hand. King said, look at daughter, I have come to pay you homage. You are a saint. I have not come as a king here. He says, well, I have not stood up to pay you homage as a king, but I am only folding my hands because whatever I have got, that is through your favor. Then she reminded him how she got all this thing, that king which he did not drink that skin water, whatever it is, water. So that was all that. Then he went to me. Now Master tell us, you see, most people of position, learning, you see, rich, they seldom derive benefit from such a. So he says, what should you do? We should go to the, and hear him what he says. Suppose you are very learned man. Some people come only to test what he knows. You see, if there is a goblet or some glass is put under the bucket which contains water, only that will be filled. If that glass is above that, how can that? You go to some, when you hear some saint there, go to him, just listen him, what he has to say. You keep your, what you know, reserved for you. Just try to understand what he says. He may be telling something new. If it is the same as you, that will be, that will satisfy that you are right. So, whenever you hear Master say of any saint, don't think of your learning, of your position, of your richness. Go and hear him, what he has to say. If he's teaching, what do they say? They always say, well, you must be reborn. It's a man body, you must know God. Now you see, as we sow, so shall we reap, because the doership is there. If someone just withdraws our attention from outside and from the body, above body consciousness, and there our inner eye open to see the God, light of God, the God controlling our universe, the expressions of which are two, light and some, God is light and God is some principle, then you become the, not the doer, but you see, he is the controller of all, we are mere puppets in him. All ego is gone. How? By sitting at the feet of the Maya, to be Guru Mukha. What does he do? He raises our soul from the outgoing faculties, from the body, bring it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, and single eye or the third eye, chimneys is opened, you see that God. You see that is the controlling power, pervading all universe. And mere puppets in his hands. In this is your doership is gone. All your actions of the deeds are finished. Will not bear fruit. So Lord of judgment, you see, you have attendance to his court. This is one thing what Master said. That's why Guru Ram Das said, I want to sit at the feet of somebody of God, give me opportunity to die at his feet. Who is your true servant? You see, we are not two servants, we are two servants of our children, my dad, of our worldly desire. Though they have left everything to him and become mere, that what he does is the best for us, that such like man, because if I get time, then I would pray like that. Oh God, give me this opportunity to remain at the feet of some such master till the last breath I take in the body. For two reasons, three reasons. Natural way he gives us, which is hidden from the worldly wise. Whoever, wherever they taught, those places became places of pilgrimage. And when you hear such guy, go to him, leave all pride and of education or position or richness, leave that to go and hear him what he says. Speak, say, scriptures. What are scriptures? Scriptures are the statement what is given there of those who transcend into the beyond, had first experience with God and whatever they had, they are given in the very sweet stories of that are given in scripture. Then this will what you are coming. When the action, reaction is finished, you are coming, going, finished. You are not from there. Such like souls, when they go back to the home of the Father, they are never returned. They may be sent back not as prisoners, but as to guide the child to marriage. So he says, even man may have been quite, you see, man is a tree with roots above. Only tree has the roots in the earth. And the body is above. And man is perverted. You see, his roots are in the above and body below. So when you rise above to the back of the eyes, you receive blessing. You get that nectar, sweet water of life. That makes you afresh, just a new separate. You see? Even you have been for years and years and years, with no contact with God. He will give you contact with God into special power, will give you life. We are conscious entities. We are. When we come in contact with that, we will have more, become more conscious. That the water of the bread of life which He gives. That is why Christ said, I am the bread of life. All of the masters had in their own languages. I am quoting only from Bible because you people are in touch with it. Guru Nanak said so. Guru Nanak said so. And Kabir also said so, according to their own language. This bread of life have come down from heaven. Whosoever partaketh of it shall have everlasting life. So eat me and drink it, this is what he referred to. So love your whole attention to into him, because eyes are the windows of the soul, and that radiation comes through the eyes in whatever color is dense. So this is the meeting of a saint. This is a great blessing to have in one. Guru Ramdas prays, O God, let me die at your feet. Let me continually sit as you want, with proper guidance and help. Then he says, look here, don't delay. All at once, what you should do, go seek the, sit at the feet of Samadhi. Your life will be, you know, insured. Now the present insurance is done only to assure your death, is it not? If you die within 10 years, you will have full money, that's all. Is it assuring your death or life? Truly speaking, it is assuring your death. If you die early, you will get full money. So when you sit at the feet of the Master, your life is assured. You never die. This is what he said. He said, therefore I give you a strong admonition. Don't delay, even for a second, go sit at the feet of someone. Now you say, how can a man who has got no eyes, how can he recognize a man with eyes? So you have got strong yearning within you. God is also his attribute. He sees your faith. You are cannot live without him. So he makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where it manifests. So blessed are they who come under the custody of the Master. And the criteria I've given you already, that differentiates him from all other teachers. We do deference to all, but those who want to meet God, they meet somebody who has seen God. Then people say, well, what is the medicine which he gives to all? He says he gives him word. He gives him Nama. That's the bread of life and water of life. Nama, wordless, came to being called word. Nameless came to being called Nama. Ashab came to being called Shabda. So he gives you a contact, he is word made flesh. That word also resides in every heart, but not manifested yet. Because our soul, the expression of which is our attention, that is identified with the mind and outward faculty so much so we have forgotten it. If we draw our outward attention from all outside and from the body below, raises up to the feet of the soul in the body which is at the back of the eye. We are at the time of death, soul leaves the body. There are 10 doors in the body. 9 are manifest, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, mouth and 2 underneath. He is open to the sense world. And the 10th is at the door, at the back of the eye, which is the 10th door, from where soul passes into the, at the time, into the beyond. You see? So there he meets up that God pervading power, which has 2 expressions, light and soul. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. So he gives you some capital of light and sound to start by raising your soul to the back of the eye. This is what he does. He says, what is the result? This is the, what he said. Merchandise which God has given to the sadhu, to the saint, to distribute. Distribute freely, like other gifts of God, you see. So go to him, that is within you, of course, but our soul are identified with the world outside under the control of mind and outward faculty, that you have forgotten also. He gives you a demonstration of knowing yourself by self-narration, by raising your soul above the body consciousness. You see you are not the body. And you see in your eye open, see the light of God. That is the thing you have got with him. Your soul is of the same essence and that of God, that absorbs in that light. Light leads you to the sage which is absolute. But the point is, even you meet a master like that. It's a great blessing to have a living master. But even you meet him and you derive the full benefit, he may give you the capital to start with. So for that there is something required. As Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You must live 100% up to his invitation. That's the beginning. We get something to start with, but we don't live 100% to what the master says. This is there. He wants everybody to put in time daily for giving blend of life and water life to the soul, which can be had by the rising of our body consciousness. And he says, I've got no time. So those who live 100% to the commandment of the master, he gives them, you see, state of something. And that is dwelt from day to day, if that capital is dwelt, and more grace comes. You remember that there's a parable given by the Christ, that rich man gave some talents to different people, some 20, some 30, some 10, some 5. After some time he came up and asked them, what have they done with those capital given to them? The one who had the 20, he said, I've made 40 now. The other 10, they said, I've made 20. And the one who had got 5, he said, I've kept them very safe. So this is a gift that has been given to you by the master. Don't keep it reserved, you see. Medicine, you have got it. Unless you use it, how can your disease go? What is that disease? That disease of the ego, I-hood, my and mine. So that is within you, you are given a contact, some quite resurgent, daily come in contact so that that may be, you may prowl on the way more and more. So Kate, when masters come, they come with a clarion voice, they say, well, look here, children, look here, O man. If you want everlasting life, then what you should do, you simply come in contact, sit at the feet of the Guru. He will give you a contact with God into expression power which never dies away. And never, that never dies away, your soul comes in contact with that, that will be happy all forever. You say, we also have some experience of the outside, we also feel jaya, sometimes we feel happy. But outward happiness is only temporary. Truly speaking, that happiness is within you, which you experience by coming in contact with others. May I give you an example? Of course, a dog is eating some bone. In bone there is no taste, no sweetness. But he eats it, his own blood comes out, he eats his blood and sees jaya. God is all peace, all jaya. You see, when you rivet your whole attention with something, maybe man or anything, so long as you are there, you feel jaya. when that thing is taken away from you, or you are withdrawn from there, you feel happiness. Those who want joy and happiness forever, let them come to the feet of the Master, who will give you a contact with the God and the supreme power which will never die. And that Master power, world made flesh, will also never leave you till the end of the world. This is what Guru Ram Das says. He says, we are very great fortunate because we have got a man body. If still more fortune comes to our faith, have it, then we meet somewhat. So it is a great blessing to have a living master to give you contact. Withdraws your attention from outside, raises up you from the body consciousness, and gives you contact of that water of life and so forth. So your soul being of the same essence as that of God, and when you contact with all consciousness, you that will never die out and you never feel unhappy. So say those who want permanent peace and joy, let them come to the feet of a Master who is world made flesh, and he will give you contact with that power within you. And what the worldly people are doing? We are, what you say, we have forgotten ourselves. This forgetfulness starts in the body. We are in soul bodies, we are not bodies. Our soul is under the control of mind, and mind under the control of our faculty. So Master, when they come, they give you a boost, way up, to see your rising of a body consciousness. And when you close your now eyes, there's all darkness. And when you open the inner eye, you see darkness, not darkness, but light. The word Guru means, when you close your eyes, he removes that darkness from before your eyes and gives you light. The word Guru means that. So who is the Guru? I started with that. That word is the Guru. Shabd is the Guru. Nama is the Guru. Where it is manifest, world made flesh, he can give you contact with that power which is already within you, controlling you in the body. By raising your attention from outside, above the body consciousness, he gives you contact. Who opens your inner eye? Single eye, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. These are the teachings that the Master gave you, ever since the world began. So when they leave the scene, they keep their teachings alive, the school of thought coming to existence. So long as they are practical people, the people derive benefit from those schools of thought. But for dearth of practical people, those very formations will start with very noble purpose, stagnation comes up and then deterioration. Another master comes up, he brings the men again to the right path. This is what they have been doing. But when can you do it? When you sit at the feet of him and keep his commandments 100%. What does it say? He says, earn your livelihood with the sweat of brow. Honest way. First thing. Honest earning. And also strict such like diet which does not arouse lusty thoughts in you. Strict vegetarian diet. No meat, no fish, no pork, no eggs. And also such like food passes through the hand of somebody who is, what you say, who is radiating love of God, or thoughts are pure, imbued with the love of God. That very thing will affect the very food that you carry, isn't it? So that will carry the good infection of being, what you say, attentive or centralize your attention from all outside. So When they come, they give the same teaching to all the world over, alike, whether they belong to one school of thought or the other. They take you not from the levels of the label you are carrying, but they simply tell you, you take you as man. You are man. God made man with equal privileges from God. And for that, this is a golden opportunity that you have been given, in which you can have this opportunity of coming in contact with God at the feet of some master who is word made flesh. So, we have got the man body, we should try to derive. This instruction is given to all alike. They don't look to the labels you are carrying, they look to your man. But you are not, you have the man body, but you are conscious entity, the drop of the ocean of all consciousness. And you are controlled in the body by some higher power, which is called God in the special world, Nama or Shabd. And that power, you also reside in man body. And that power also keeps you in this, controlled in this body. So both you and that God, both reside in the same man body, which is the true temple of God. The expressions of which, outer aspects of which are two, light and sun. Outer models were made after the man body, you know, dome-shaped. Temples, Hindu temple. Nose-shaped, all churches. And mask, forehead-shaped. They keep symbols of light and sun in all of them. That's the basic teaching given by all masters. In the church, bell is ringing. Temple, you go and ring the bell, light is there. When you worship, you light the candle and ring the bell. So, in a way, are the basic teachings of all masters and saints. This is natural way back to God. So, you are fortunate, you have the man body, you have been put on the way, make the best use of that, and God will help you further. You may attend to other things, reaction of the past, your relations, respect them. God has united you, but you must make it a point to find your way back to God, and that is to come at the feet of somebody who has been to God. You will say, how can you find, what is criteria? For that, Master advised, be sincere in your heart. Are you true what you say? Are you really after knowing God? Is your heart, mouth and brain, they agree in this very statement that you really want God, then God will meet you, sure to come to you. Because you see, there is a controlling power in his body. When he sees my child is yearning after me, he will make some arrangement to come in contact with somewhere where he is manifest. He knows where. You are brought in contact with that. When you have the opportunity to have contact with him, you can dwell from day to day by regular practice and with due regard to self-introspection. So for that, you see, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So purity and life, truth is above all, and true living is above, still above truth. Remain in any social body life. No need of changing, you see. So spirituality is no ism. It is science. And no one shall come in contact with that, with that far within you, for which pure life is required. So all who have been put on the way, they are fortunate, they should live 100% up to what you are told to do. Keep your diary to keep your thoughts pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall live.